This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Nerds, druggies, jocks. If television shows and movies are to be believed, teenage boys in America all fall into one of those three categories. But is this really all there is? Or are boys far more complex than we give them credit for? Rather than letting these stereotypes define American boys, journalist and author Melina Saval invites young men to explain how they define their lives in the new book, The Secret Lives of Boys, Inside the Raw Emotional World of Male Teens. It's an honor to welcome to the program author Melina Saval. How are you, Melina?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you spending some time with us. I got to ask you where the idea for the book came from. I'm wondering what you're working on, what you're writing when you realize there's a book that needs to be written here.
Well, what you're working on and what you're writing when you write a book about boys is actually, you're not writing at that particular moment, you're hanging out with the boys, and you realize, you know, this is a demographic that's been jilted, the culture is so saturated with books about girls and movies about girls, everything from Mean Girls to Queen Bees and Wannabes, and, you know, all these fantastically satirical, you know, works out there about the teenage girl culture, and there's nothing about boys. And I was teaching part-time. I was teaching a couple of writing classes. I was teaching at various Hebrew schools all over Los Angeles. And one of my teaching assistants was a 14-year-old recovering methamphetamine addict. And he was creative and emotional and scholarly and, you know, intellectual and read fantastic books and was really into, you know, film, you know, 70s cinema and French New Wave cinema, and had all these crazy, fantastic ideas about art. And I realized, wow, this is a really interesting person. And nothing's been written about boys like him, and he was so different from the stereotypical, you know, boy that was being written about. I mean, the little that was being written about boys was all very much, you know, boys were one-dimensional, and boys were sort of this amorphous globule, and they didn't have emotions, and they didn't know how to cry. And this boy was nothing like that, and so it really began with him. And I decided, you know, there's something here, and wrote a cover story for the LA Weekly about teenage boys in Los Angeles to show that they're much different and much more multifaceted than anyone had really given them credit for. And so it started with that one kid, essentially.
The new book is The Secret Lives of Boys. We're talking with author Melina Saval, and the phone lines are open if you got a question at 977-1070. Melina, your book sort of takes us across the country and introduces us to the lives of teenage boys who just break the stereotypes, very different kinds of people. So tell us about some of these boys that you met and were fortunate to spend some time with.
Well, they were just great, interesting people. I mean, I think that above all, this is a book about people who happen to be boys. You know, they're human beings, and for some weird, bizarre reason, people want to cordon off boys as being like almost anti-human, like they don't emote and they have nothing to say and they don't talk. And I met, you know, these wonderfully colorful characters. There was a rich kid that I met. The chapter's called The Rich Kid, and I definitely want to point out that the boys came up with the chapters on their own as a way to define who they were rather than letting us, you know, the adult community, define who they were. So they took it upon themselves, and in a lot of cases they're self-reflective. And in other cases, they're ironic. And so, you know, the rich kid, for example, he named his chapter such because, yeah, he's wealthy, but that's like that's the least interesting thing about him. That's probably, and a lot of people would see him and say, oh, he's a wealthy kid, and, you know, his dad flies, you know, in private jets, so that's really all there is. But he had so much more going on. He was battling obsessive compulsive disorder, and his struggle with that was something that we talked about and that he really was interested in discussing with me. There was a teenage dad character who, you know, was trying so hard to be the best father that he could despite his life circumstances. There was a character called the Optimist whose father was in a gang in East L.A. and an alcoholic and had abandoned the family and then come back, and he threatened to beat this kid up the day he turned 18, and in spite of all these things going on, this kid was a brilliant writer and trying to keep his, you know, his mind on the future and what kind of life he was going to create for himself, and he was determined not to succumb to the same fate as some of his other friends with deadbeat dads. And then there was a kid who, Indy, and then I think for FCC, I can't really say the second part of his name.
Right. Indy F, I guess.
Indy F, .. asterisk, semicolon, or what have you. And he was, again, he's the kid that kind of started it all. He was my former TA, my teaching assistant, and he was a recovering methamphetamine addict. And, you know, he really talks a lot about the various cliques and clans at his high school, and really was kind of my conduit into the whole thorny world of boyhood adolescence, and really was my introduction and my entree into that world. And I met, you know, they're all different. I met a kid from rural Vermont. That's a hard word to say, rural. and he had been homeless, and now he was living in a farm in Vermont, and he just talked about he was homeschooled and the benefits of such, but how he also missed being integrated, you know, in a big social setting with a lot of different kids. I mean, they really ran the gamut. I met a Muslim teen who is basically your average all-American kid, and, you know, you would look at him and say, oh, he's Muslim, and he doesn't look like the average American kid, but he really, truly is. So, you know, there were just one was just more fascinating than the next. They were just a great bunch of boys, and, you know, I had to whittle it down. I started out with, you know, 50-some-odd boys, and for the purpose of this book, I narrowed it down to about 10 main profiles of these teenage boys that I thought really reflected teenage boyhood culture across the board.
Yeah. So. Author Melina Saval is my guest. The new book is The Secret Lives of Boys, and each one of these is their own stereotype and is a window into what it's like to be a teenage boy in America today.
The great thing about this book is you can be a teenage boy and open it up and say, there I am. And you can be a parent and open it up and say, oh, there's my son. And you can be a teenage girl and open it up and say, that's my boyfriend or that's my brother. Or you can be a grown man and say, wow, this kid's a lot like me, mixed with a little bit of this kid over here. And wow, I mean, nothing was written when I was growing up that was really self-reflective in this way. So it's interesting to see a lot of the people that have really taken to these characters. I mean, I have women, grown women, in their 50s telling me that they really identified with a particular chapter. And it's like, this is a grown woman who has never been a teenage boy and might not even have children. But there's something about this character that really resonated. So I think it actually transcends gender, this book, and it's just a fascinating study of human beings and what goes on and what we're not hearing about in the news and in the headlines.
Yeah. Can you distill for us perhaps some of the things, any of your aha moments or some of the things that you learned about teenage boys when you sort of combine all of these experiences together and all of these kids together? What do we learn?
Well, I think we learn a lot of things. I mean, I have to say I went into it with a really open mind. Some of my opinions were challenged along the way. I mean, as I got to know them, for example, the teenage father, you know, I'll be honest, I started out when I decided I wanted to include a teenage dad, I wanted to get a white upper middle class teenage dad. I thought, hey, if you're going to break the stereotype about teenage fathers, let's go with the ultimate stereotype, you know, breaker. But I couldn't find one for the purposes of this book. So, you know, I ended up with this fantastic kid. I guess he's not so much a kid anymore. He's 20 at the time when we were, when I was researching the book, he was 18 and 19. But he was of mixed ethnicity, but he was African American and he had some Native American, and he was living in an inner city. And, you know, I think at first I probably assumed, you know, he's into the wrong things and from the wrong side of the track. And he had been into drugs. He'd been a drug dealer for a while. But the most amazing thing was that as I got to know him, I saw that he was really trying to change his life for the better of his child. And because I had, at the time, now I have two children, but at the time I had one small child, and we actually bonded about a lot of issues about raising kids. And we talked about what it was like to be a parent and the struggles. And I was, you know, this married grown woman, you know, with a young child, and he was essentially still a kid with a little child that he was struggling to raise. And we both had very similar concerns and issues and questions and fears and anxieties and hopes. And it didn't really matter that A, he was a teenage boy, or B, that I was a grown adult. I mean, we really had a lot in common. So I think throughout the book, I realized that the way we delineate people based on gender and race and age, it's not productive, and it's certainly not a productive means of communication. And these kids were emotional, and they had so much to talk about. And for some of them, I was the only one that actually had ever sat down with them and said, look, I want to hear what you have to say. And they were just so, I mean, there was an outpouring of emotion. I mean, these kids were just so excited and elated by the fact that somebody wanted to engage them in conversation. So I think, you know, what's the takeaway from this book is that, you know, these kids are, boys are emotional and they have so much to say, and I just don't think we're giving them the credit they deserve. I'm not even sure at what point this whole stereotyping began that boys are not emotional. I mean, I think if you think boys aren't emotional, then you really haven't spent any time with boys.
Let me ask you this. We're talking with Melina Saval. The book is The Secret Lives of Boys. What's your advice for parents? You were talking about parenting. I'm sure there's some parents listening who think, I'd love for my son to open up and really talk. Or teachers that are listening who would love to be able to reach some of these teenage boys who, you know, I think we're all smart enough to realize that there's a lot more there. But how do you reach it? How do you get them to open up as these kids opened up to you in the book?
Well, I think for a lot of these kids, the reason that they didn't want to open up to their parents is because there was a lot of resentment that was hovering around their relationships in terms of them thinking that their parents really didn't want to hear what they had to say. They wanted their kids to say what they wanted to hear. And so I think for a lot of these teenage boys, they would open up and talk to their parents if they felt that they were going to be emotionally receptive to what it was that was truly going on in their lives. And also, for a lot of these kids, they really hated when their parents assumed that they knew what it was like to be young. They said that was a huge turnoff. They said that they understood that their parents were young, but they weren't young now, meaning society has changed, culture has changed, the media, everything from Twitter to Facebook to, you know, cyberbullying, the threat of terrorism, you know, on a global scale. You know, their parents never had to deal with this, so they had a childhood, but they didn't have the childhood or adolescence that these kids are experiencing. So I think if parents want to, you know, sit down with their kids and they want to encourage their children to talk to them, then they have to do it in such a way where they're not making these broad assumptions about what their life is like right now. And they have to actually come to their teenagers and say, look, I actually don't know what's going on, and maybe you can teach me. I think that the teens were really receptive to that. And then also at the end of the day, I think parents have to understand that, you know, for teenagers hoarding information, you know, information becomes a source of power during adolescence. And at a certain point, you're not going to hear everything about your child because your child is going to make a decision not to reveal all of their secrets, because that's a natural part of childhood and developing your personality. So I think that they have to remember that too, and maybe in a way have fewer expectations about everything that they're going to find out about their child, their teenage son. But I think more than anything, it's just to be receptive and admit that you don't really know what's going on in their world, and they want to understand a little better and come to it from that perspective rather than one in which, you know, the parent is saying, I know what it's like, I've been there, because they haven't been there.
The new book is The Secret Lives of Boys, author Melina Saval. Melina, what's next?
Oh, wow, great question. I'm working on a couple of things. I'm working on a novel. I'm currently completing a novel, and I'm actually working on a book about teenagers and spirituality right now, which is really interesting. So I'm working on both a novel and the book about teens and spirituality, and, you know, I'm writing a lot of articles for various different newspapers, but those are my two big book projects right now. I want to definitely continue working with teenagers because they've got such an energy and such, you know, an optimism. And it's really refreshing and fantastic to be around that kind of energy.
Author Melina Saval, the book is The Secret Lives of Boys. Thank you so much for spending some time with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.